is a shtick that's called Mind Over Kochen, fascinating piece of work, very good work, I'm really enjoying it. And on Shabbos I was learning, and he says a Moedika thing here about the question of Ishtadlis and Betochen, one aspect of it. And not much for the Lomdus and the learning of it, but there's some interesting practical implications. But more importantly is because this was a question that was asked a while ago, and we did kind of touch it. We didn't pick up the hot coal, because we know not to do that already. But we did mitasek a little bit with it, so I want to share what the Beis HaLevi says. There's a Moedika thing. When I read it again and again, I was like, whoa, you know, this is like, something's going on here. Anyway, Michi Khan, are you there? This was your question, okay, you there. So I think you'll enjoy this, or not. It's a shtickle matzben. It's a bit like Yedi and Bechira, this, you'll see. But I want to bring it down into Lamaisa. This is to help us. I'm not bringing this for the longest. I'm bringing this for the. It's one more little piece in the puzzle. That's all. It's not going to answer everything. But he says a Moedika thing. Yeah, I want to show you what I think. Just interesting to hear what you guys think, and try and see. I'll tell you what I think, and you tell me whether you think I've lost the plot. Okay. He says like this. He's in Simon Yud Beis. There are 11 Simoni before this, and there's a whole bunch after. So don't take me out of context. I just want to extract one Nakuda here. So listen carefully. I want you to listen very carefully to what he says. It's unbelievable. He says, V'im kol zeh yovin. He's discussed why you have to make hishtadlis. He discusses here, yeah, it's not good to be mevatel. After the chet vadam rishon, it's not good to be, there's an etir, there's a tithe for ra, so therefore it's not good to be not busy, because otherwise you go after your ra. He brings a whole bunch of whatever. Yafet al mitayrib derech eretz shegiyah shneim meshkachas ovon. He goes into the whole why we have to make ishtadlis. I'm not going into that now, but he says like this. V'im kol zeh. After I explained to you why you have to make ishtadlis, yovin ki ishtadluso einim mohilis lo moma. He has to understand ki yovin, the ishtadlis doesn't do nothing. The law is a clue. So that's not a surprise. We knew that. We were already mumchim in that. Yeah? The ishtadlis doesn't do anything. So now listen to what he says. Listen carefully. Rak ba'asokov yekem kaim gzeres hamelech. Through his, he calls it masokim, asokov, his dealings, his, we call that ishtadlis. Through his ishtadlis, yekem kaim gzeres hamelech. I don't know what the kem kaim is. He should have said it's makaim. Kem kaim. Okay, not going to go into that. What's the gezeira? He's makayim a gezeira of the melech. What's the gezeira? Ki kein gozer alav shelo yishlach lo mezoina rak achrei yigia. Because the gezeira is that the mozen won't come to you only after the toil, only after the ishtadlis. Yeah? I wish I could see more faces here just to see the reaction. You know what he's saying? You see the problem? Once again, a ishtadlis ain't moilis mumah. The ishtadlis doesn't help at all. But if you don't do it, you won't get it. The ishtadlis does help. Because if you don't do it, you won't get it. But it doesn't help. If it doesn't help, then it doesn't make any difference if I do it or not. No, you have to do it. Because if you don't do it, you won't get it. But it doesn't help. How do you deal with the Beis HaLevi lock there? He brings a riot from the Midrash. Midrash says, Adam la'omul yulod is the pasuk. Adam la'omul yulod, the person comes into the world to toil, says the Midrash, di'i lo lo'e lo achol. If you don't work, you won't toil. If you don't toil, you won't eat. Yep. Well, the ishtadlis doesn't help at all. Nothing. Doesn't do anything. Because ma'o simins it. So we can close this and we can go weiter back into Pirkei Machshava. We're busy with Pirkei, Kagumo La'imoy. If this interests anybody and you want to look at this, we can look at it. I'm up to you guys. I'm not seeing too many expressions here.
I only look at it, but I'm saying the same problem, though, the whole time.
Nachinami, but the Beis HaLevi says it mefurish. We've never had anyone saying this mefurish before. You know, you got, you know, we've always said this. Some people say the ishtadlis, you don't need to do ishtadlis, you'll get it anyway. Some people say, no, even if you have to make the ishtadlis, you won't get it. Yeah, he says it mefurish in one sentence. There's one sentence. There isn't a full stop in this entire sentence. When called the Yovin Kikoli Shtadluso any Moilis Long Ruma, the Rakba Sokov Ye Kamakaim Gzeiros Amenech Kikain Gozeralav Shlo Yishlach Lo Mazena Rak Achre Hayagir Kamar Bemidrash. One sentence. One full stop here, right at the end of the Midrash, there's a full stop. Four lines here, I don't know, 50 words, one sentence. That the Ishtadlis doesn't do anything, but if you don't do the Ishtadlis, you're not going to get the Panosis. The Ishtadlis does do something. So how do you understand this? A Moedik, a conundrum. This is what we've had all along. The Shtikal Yedir Bechira kind of a story here. So he goes up a little bit. Let's hold that. We'll come back. I wanna show you. I think I have a shtikul mahalach here. Anyway, he says like this: Va'achrei she'adam osa mutlalov u'parach bi'oskei ba'ezer eser. After the person is done, he's whatever is incumbent upon him, what he's obligated to do, and he's paid back his choyev. He's paid his choyev, his parach choyev, because remember the shtadlus was an onesh, a klal, or whatever you want, b'zeis apechet v'chalechem, that's what he's been explaining. So he's done eza esek, he's done some kind of ishtadlus, whatever that is, not going into that now. Shuv yiftach v'ashem ki yazmen lo panosa. Now you have to go back and know that it's from Hashem, your panosa, it's got nothing to do with your ishtadlus. As it says in the pasuk, gol al Hashem darkecha, yiftach alav, hu yaseh. Roll your ways unto Hashem, and he'll take care of it, he'll do it. Amazing. So what do you have to do? You have to make the ishtadlus. Like the ishtadlus doesn't do anything. Once you've done the ishtadlus, then you have to go back, shuv. Yiftach b'Hashem, he'll take care of your panosa. That means the ishtadlus is not making the panosa, that's for sure, that he says. But there's some kind of a gzeria, there's a t'nai almost. I'm saying those words loose, I don't know. There's some kind of a t'nai that you need to make the ishtadlus in order for the panos to come, but the ishtadlus can only do the panos. So, problem, yeah? So I think there's a marshal. Once again, I'm picking up the cold here a little bit and I'm a bit nervous too. It's like I'm trying to give a teretz, and there isn't really a teretz, but I want to mitasek with this a little bit because I think it's mod chashuv. He's done it a bit himself. He's kind of separated. Once you've done the ishtadlus, he goes back to saying, now forget about the ishtadlus, nothing to do with you anymore. It means before you make the ishtadlus, you have to make the ishtadlus. Once you made the ishtadlus, you have to know the ishtadlus is irrelevant. But he did say that there's a gezeria that if you don't make the ishtadlus, you won't get it. So I think it's a bit like this. If you would take a marshal, let's use the marshal we used before. I think it's a Chofetz Chaim's marshal for panos and ishtadlus is the tap, the barriers, the faucet that you put on the barrel. There's a big barrel and it fills up with rain every year. And then when you want to take out the water, so you have to put up the barriers and you have to open the barriers to take out the water. So for sure there, you can't say to me that if I don't open the barriers, if I don't put a tap there, that the water's going to come out. It's not going to come out. You have to open the tap or the water's not going to come out. That's your ishtadlus. Your ishtadlus is to put a barrier there to open up the faucet. You don't open the faucet, you're not going to get the water. But you can't tell me that putting the faucet or opening the faucet is what puts the water into the barrel in the first place. The water comes into the barrel because that's what was Gaza and Rosh Hashanah, that's what Kosh Baruch Hu wants, how much water you're going to get, if you're going to get water, that's for sure there. Now what? You have to open the barriers. Once again, I'm touching this for you. I'm not answering this. I don't pick up hot coal. This is a hot coal for me. I don't want to pick it up. I just think it's a working definition practically, not into the lomdas, into the swaras, just into the practicality of it. When a person goes to work, he has to know that's the bearers, that's the faucet, the tap. You have to do that. You have to open up the tap. If you don't open the tap, the water's not going to come out. You're not going to get it. But it's there waiting for you. It's the same as you go to the bank. You got your money in the bank. So you put your credit card into the machine, the customer month, the auto bank, whatever you call it, you put it in, and that won't give you the money because you didn't put in your code. You have to type in your code. If you don't type in the code, they're not going to give you your money, but your money is there, it's sitting there. If you don't have money, that's a bigger problem, but your money's sitting there, it's your money, it's sitting in the bank, yeah? But they won't give it to you because you didn't put in the code. So you put in the code, you get your money. It's because you put in the code that you got the money? Of course not. The code is like the faucet, it's a tap, you open up the tap so the money can come out, but the money was there anyway because Hashem put it there. So I think that's maybe what he's saying here a little bit. It means for sure the panos has got nothing to do with your ishtadlus, 100% he says that, anymore, a little moment, doesn't help anything. The amount of money that's in the bank has got nothing to do with you, that's exactly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only thing is if you want to access your whatever is due to you, so then you need to make some kind of an ishtadlus. He goes on to say that Ashrei he who is Omel B'Teira and his Ishtadlus is through Omel B'Teira. The whole, it carries on. I'm not going into what the Ishtadlus has to be yet. He says you have to make the Ishtadlus, although the Ishtadlus doesn't help. So once again, one possible Pesach here. What comes out of this, so there's a very, very interesting, mamash, practical, as mamash Nagai today, this practical upstill from this, and that is like this. What happens if you can't make ishtadlus? You're in a matzav where there's no ishtadlus for you to make. Now what do you do? So if the ishtadlus is a chiv, and you're honest, as you put it. Well, okay. When a person has no way, no means of being mishtadl to acquire his needs, don't be despondent because of this. Since the gates of ishtadlus that are incumbent upon him have been locked, shuv nipta me'achiyuv halaz. Somebody who is in lockdown, he can't go to work, he's on talat, unpaid leave, paid leave, blah, 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 all the different things. And he can't make his status. He can't. The store's closed, whatever. As he's potter from the chivul ishtadlus. Hashem darim achesed. And he's not potter from ishtadlus. Now what's going to be? So now, you have to be very careful. You have to be more honest with yourself. It could be these ishtadlus you should be making. There could be things you do. Or same as always, don't let the laziness be an excuse for laziness. It could be that there's an ishtadlus you can make. Somebody phoned me a while ago to say that he hasn't got a job, he's on unpaid leave, whatever, and he's getting from the government local Jose. What should he do? So I said, if you're 100% sure there's no ishtadlus you do, he said, no, what are you worried about? You're part of from ishtadlus. Well, no, there are things he can do online. He has quite a bit of kunsim, he knows how to buy and sell and whatever. I said, fine. So then you're part of from ishtadlus, then you have to make some ishtadlus. Sure. Anyway, so I just wanted to show you that. In kol zeh yomim ki kol ishtadlus ein moedes lomo, ishtadlus, all your ishtadlus, whatever you do, lozo, olo, oze, klum. And this is the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, you can sumach on him. You know what he's talking about. Not some, he was just whatever, in a weak moment, he forgot what he said in the same sentence. Okay, so that's, I just wanted to share that with you. I think it's fantastic, but I'm interested to hear what you guys say.
I would want to know how does he explain that for some people, it's needed only 5 minutes of ishtadlus, and for others, they're needed 8 hours.
He goes on to discuss that. Good question. We discussed that before. That's going to depend a lot on you. That's a very personal thing. That depends on the person's daga. That depends. We spoke about this a while ago. That's another question, is how much ishtadlus do you have to make?
The other question I wanted to ask you was... Just give me one second.
I can't concentrate when... What chashuv for people to keep their... Okay, so in Achinami, the question is how much ishtadlus you have to make. That's not a question, yeah, that's a question stuff. You have to do ishtadlus, the minimum. So how much does each person have to make? So I gave a whole share on that last week sometime. We discussed, we have a whole share, the Reb Dessler's approach. Let's have a slightly different approach. That's another question. Once you know that you have to make ishtadlus, how much ishtadlus you have to make? That's not kosher to this. That's not a question. Jonathan, what do you want to say?
No, just based on what you're saying, it seems that yes, your ishtadlus is not, doesn't affect what actual panasa you're going to get, but it affects you accessing it. And if that's the case, if you're honest, how are you going to access it if you don't do any ishtadlus? Because you didn't actually open the tap, so the tap's not going to open.
That's what he said.
So what he seems to be saying then is if you can't do any ishtadlus and you're honest, you're just not going to have panasa, and that's exactly what Hashem wants.
No. Once Hashem comes along to you and says there are no taps in the world, you're honest. So then Hashem will find a way to get you open or some other way. The ishtadlus is a chiv you have. Once you can't do the chiv, you're potter. So the Hashem has to take care of it now. That's when he brings the pasuk. If Hashem ties your hands behind your back, then what are you going to do? If he wants you to starve, you'll starve for sure. But if Hashem wants you to live, he wants you to have panos, he's just showing you that there's no ishtadlus you can make. So you don't have to make ishtadlus. Hashem will get it to you. That's what he says. Well, kol she'ein la'adam shum sibel ishtadl bo la'sik tzrochov, ali po libe meze. Ki achrei she'kva nena lo'y lo shar ishtadlus, amud lov, shuv nipotem e'achiv alazat. V'yesh lo niftoch ba'ashem, ki afilu m'chalila atzor o'kreve, v'ein adam yoy shum eitzeich, le'natzel me'en if the tzor is very close, and the person is going to get out of it. We call Malcolm. He goes on. He has all the riches here about the Chuas Hashem Kerefayin. Hashem will bring it to you. Oh, that's, you see, he brings from Eliyahu Novi and from with the old room with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Also, he couldn't make any shtaris. No shtaris he could make. So Hashem made a thing, Charuvim grow in a well or whatever. If there's no shtaris you can make, which is very rare, by the way. To come up with a case scenario, a Mamish person is completely, there's no ishtadis he can make. He can't open a Gemara and sit and learn. He can't say, he can't daven, he can't. There's lots of Yeruchnes, the ishtadis also. So in such a case, he is parted from the ishtadis. How's he going to get his water? So Hashem will feed it to him intravenously, but he doesn't have to worry. He says, Lord, you pull libo, don't be despondent, because Hashem will find a way to get it to you. Hashem told you, geschmack for you, mod geschmack is a big schus you've got. You have parted you from the klalov. Like, well, sit down and don't worry about it. That's a mind. Okay, fine. That's we tend to rely on our ishtadlis because we're real. We're discussing our deals here. In the real, we do. We feel a bit ragua because I've got a job. Oh, Hashem, I've got a job and I've got to work and I know I'm going to get a check at the end of the month. It does help me to be a bit ragua. So I'm not regular from the betochen. I'm regular because I'm working. Besides that, that's because we're not perfect. That's because we're struggling. We want to get more and more and more regular because we're trusting on Hashem and not trusting on the check at the end of the month. We're not trusting on the guy who I work for. We're not trusting in the ishtaris. We want to get there, but in the meantime, you've got to be very real with yourself. You know, well, what's giving you? You got to sit down and open up a cheshbon. Yeah, what's making you feel safe? Because you got a job. Your next door neighbor doesn't have a job. That's not posh. It's not a posh story. Well, Hashem, I've got a job, so I get paid at the end of the month. So I'm a bit more rugur. Why are you rugur? Because you're trusting in Hashem. No, because I'm trusting in my job. So I'm trusting the ishtadlis. That's where I'm holding. That's me. That's me. So that's avoider. That's not posh. That's the avoider of betochen that we're busy with, that we're always busy with. Trying to put more and more yeshuv hadas coming from the betochen, not from the ishtadlis. You got to be like David HaMelech, who makes 100% fully ishtadlis, totally ishtadlis. He doesn't leave anything to Hashem. And at the end of the day, he knows he did nothing. It's all from Hashem. To not do anything, that's easy. To not do anything and get what you need, so that's not a big deal. Big deal is to do everything and now you did nothing. It's all from Hashem. That's godless. David HaMelech says, I'll pursue my enemies and I'll chase them and I'll catch them and I'll kill them. Hashem says, Vani Oisakan, and I'll take care of them. Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, I can't chase my enemies. I can't overtake them. I can't conquer them. I can't even daven to you, Hashem, that you'll do it. Hashem says, Vani Oisakan. The same lashon he says to David HaMelech. Same lashon. Unbelievable. David HaMelech is doing everything. When you look at the battlefield, there's David HaMelech swapping his sword, killing, chasing, doing everything. Yeah? But when you look at David HaMelech, you don't see David HaMelech, you see Hashem. That's Mashiach. Let's lay the garment clean. When you look at him, you don't see him, you see Hashem. Chizkiyahu HaMelech says, I'm too scared to even daven because I may come to think that the davening is what caused the Yeshua. So he goes to sleep. So David HaMelech is out there fighting and killing and doing the whole thing. Chizkiyahu HaMelech sleeping, and Hashem says, "Vani Oisakani." Both of them, all you see is Hashem. So that's a much higher danger to be Oisakani status, to be doing everything and know you did nothing. No, so that's okay, fine. That's another discussion. That's one of the most fascinating discussions you'll ever see. The four kings and their different levels of betochen, whatever, it's Satmat's Ben, because you try to see where you fit in and you don't fit in anywhere. We don't fit into any of those four kings, so they were way beyond us. You know, we all drawn to Chizkiyahu HaMelech's approach, because we all want to go back to bed, because that's our deepest desire, is just to cuddle up in the corner and go to sleep, and let Hashem take care of everything. But that's not our avodah. We're not holding there. Sometimes you have to make the ishtadlis to see the ishtadlis doesn't do anything. That's called take it to break it. You never made the ishtadlis, so you never know the ishtadlis doesn't do anything. You have to make the ishtadlis to realize it doesn't do anything. There's many, many different areas. Okay, fine. But that's not what I'll discuss. I just want to show you that there's this thing called ishtadlis that does nothing, but yet if you don't do it, you're not going to get it. Let's stay with that. That's the end of Chira. But all I did was this, I picked up the call for half a second just to meet the sec, just to give us a little Pesach. And you have to go think for yourself. I don't know. I'm not answering this by Salahi, that's what he says. But it is another whatever facet of this unbelievable diamond called betochen and ishtalis and betochen, something to think about. That's all. Okay. Any more questions on this one? feedback, something.
Yes, Rebbe, by saying the status does nothing, meaning there's no way for us to prevent Hashem giving us what He wants to give us. And by then saying that our status, if I didn't do status, I would have never gotten it. I mean, how does that settle?
It doesn't. That's exactly what I said. It doesn't. that's the conundrum. So what I said was, is perhaps we can split the two things and say that the water that's sitting in the barrel, the money that's sitting in the bank, you can't do anything. The status doesn't put it there. The money comes into the bank or doesn't come in the bank, no kashrut to your status whatsoever. Just there's a gzeira that somehow you have to make a hole in the barrel to get the water out. But no one would say that you're making the hole in the barrels or put the water in the first place. You didn't make the water. Your ishtadis didn't make the water. Didn't put the water into the barrel. Hashem put the water into the barrel. Hashem just says, we don't know why. Okay, whatever, I'm not going into that now. Hashem says you have to make an opening to take the water out, otherwise you're not going to get it. You need to do something so that the shtadlis, what it is it's opening the tap. That's what Hashem says. I need you to open the tap. You don't open the tap, you won't get any water.
We see that anywhere else.
Opening the tap isn't what makes the panosa. The panosa comes from Hashem. Opening the tap doesn't make the panosa. It just lets you access it. That's all. That's what I said. But I'm not saying that's an answer. I much prefer what the Beis Halevi said. And that is that shtadlis doesn't do anything.
There's also a similar one.
Mama?
Like Hashem said, I put everything in the world, but I need I need him to daven for the rain. I mean, everything
that's
is there.
Tefillah is also a type of ishtadis. In achinami. That's it. Yeah. Oh, very good. Ah, that's why I brought this here, because I want to hear what you guys are thinking. Very good. That's a similar idea. Yeah. That's like opening the tap. The water's there. Hashem knows that you need water. Hashem knows that nothing's going to grow without water. But if you don't ask, you ain't getting it. It means when you ask, you make the rain. No, the rain's there. Hashem's ready to put the rain in the world. But for whatever reason, we're not going to why you have to do that. That's another reason. Slightly different from why you need to make ishtadlis. But yeah, you have to pray. If you don't get it, you don't pray, you're not going to get it. Chizkiyahu Melech, that's why Chizkiyahu Melech was the ishtadlis and the tefillah. David HaMelech sings and he davens and he kills and he does the whole nine yards himself. Chizkiyahu Melech's too scared to even do the tefillah. Okay, that's another. All right, you have to see why he was allowed to do that.
Chizkiyahu, Asad, David, and who is the fourth one?
There was there was David, Asaf. Shofat, no? Lozocher. It's a Yalkut. I don't have a Yalkut.
Thanks.
Okay, fine. So, but that's a shir on its own. Those four kings, we have to understand them. But that's not a sugya now. But I'm just pointing that out. It's not as clear as it is that the higher level, the moishtadlis, the lower level, the loishtadlis. Sometimes a person at a higher level can be moishtadlis. So, there's gemaras like that. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Can I just ask you, while you're on the topic, you mentioned that this is the same thing as Yediyah and Bechira. So can we tie it in? Because are you saying the same thing with Yediyah and Bechira, that you know that...
No. I didn't mean... Whoa. No, I didn't mean that this is like... I just meant structurally it's the same kind of a thing. It's like Din V'Rachamim. It's an inbuilt steerer. The shtalas doesn't do anything, but it does do something. Same as Yediyah and Bechira. If you have Yediyah, you can't have Bechira. If you have Bechira, you can't have Yediyah. And yet we see we have both. It's the same. Yeah, the shtalas doesn't do anything, but you see it does, but it doesn't. That's what I meant. I'm not comparing it to the logic and workings of Yediyah and Bechira. No. I just wanted to show that you have to deal with it the same way the Nefesh HaChaim says. You have to deal with a hot coal. This is one of those sugyas that you can't pick up and hold. So I did that. That's exactly what I did. I was naughty. I picked it up to give a marshal or maybe to understand it. But that's not. Then I stepped straight back. As I said, I want to stay rather with the Yediyah and Bechira. That you can't understand it, because what's wrong with not understanding things? It's also fine. So you can't understand. But you have a bit of a lever now. You have a handle with which, in practice, I'm talking about, not in philosophy. Lamaisa, when you go to work in the morning, you now have something to think about. Okay. That's why I wanted to do this. Okay. But I don't want to go into the idea of Bechira. It's a Sunday morning. I only call for the idea of Bechira. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
No, I wasn't comparing the idea of Bechira into the logic behind the idea of Bechira Machlaikas. I was using the structure. You have a contradiction here, and those contradictions have to be able to live with itself. Now, those two things, the idea of Bechira, live together in a world. You have Yediyah and you have Bechir, even those things are impossible together. But that, you see, Hashem makes them together. It's the same here. The Ishtalis doesn't do anything, but if you don't make the Ishtalis, you're not going to get it. So Ishtalis does do something. Oh, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. That's what I meant. It's a little Gilgul HaChayza. It's a, just whatever. Okay.
I heard the name of the Baal Shem Tov. He writes, when one goes to work, he has to say, if I don't go to work, I will have no way to eat today. And when he comes back, he has to say, "When if I didn't go to work, Hashem would have gave me what to eat." So that's
the... Okay, so that's the good, that's the steer. That's what the Beis Halevi is saying. Once you've made the Ishtadis and you've done your, you've paid your chiyuv, now you have to know it's got nothing to do with the Ishtadis anymore. Okay, but that's, understand, that's a hard thing to... The kashet to live with, okay? So I'm saying I wanted to just take it out of the longest. I wanted to take it out of the academics of the subject and just bring it down to Mises so we have something to work with. Because I said right in the beginning, when you're working in Betochen and you want to grow in Betochen, which we have to do, besides the chiyuv, the raisa you have, you mevatel a lot of mitzvahs, the raisa, if you're not about Betochen. But the chutz mizeh is it's impossible to survive today without it. So when you start grappling with Betochen, one of the hardest Sugyas is Ishtadis and Betochen. It's a very, practically, it's a very difficult place to go. So that's why I saw the Vienna just gives us a little Pesach into teasing apart a little bit Ishtadis and Betochen, and it makes it a little bit easier to deal with that sort, because it gets in the way big time. This Ishtadis Betochen, you'll see, it continually gets in the way. It's, if you're half awake, you'll see it gets in the way. You know, funny things start happening where you didn't make any Ishtadlis. Are you with me, Eli?
Yes, Rabbi.
Eli Markson. Yeah. There's sometimes where you make no Ishtadlis and the money comes into the bank. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
So that's what I'm saying. So now you start thinking, ma korepo. But no, you did make Ishtadlis, you see, because you were sitting and learning. That's also the Ishtadlis. Ah, so it was the sitting and learning that made the money? No, chas v'chalila. So I'm saying, so Lamaisa, practically, when things happen, you have to go back and it's a practical problem, it's not a philosophical problem. That's what I'm trying to bring this down to. We can sit here and theorize and philosophize and speak in Lomdes Gewaldik. I have no problem doing that, it's geschmack. At the end of the day, I need something that helps me on a day-to-day basis have more Yeshiva Das and Luchas and Nefesh. That's what we're trying to achieve throughout the Tochen. That's what the Tochen means. I'm trying to feel more secure in my knowing that Hashem's running the world, not me and not somebody else. So if this helps you with that, the Valdik. If not, then just go back to the steering and that's whatever. Yeah. Okay.
You have to say it's a subjective feeling. That's
it's not a feeling. It's subjective, you're right, but it's not a feeling. It's gotta be here. It's gotta be here. Okay. Not a feeling. It's gotta be in the head and it has to make sense to you. That's why it's a struggle. It's just a feeling, so it's a feeling. You feel this one day, tomorrow you feel another thing. No. We're much bigger than our feelings. We have to get much bigger than our feelings. It's here. It's in the head. It's in the mind. You have to use your seichel, yeah. Avada, you have a certain binah type of what we call intuition, gut feeling, whatever. Avada, there's that, but that has to resonate with your seichel. Otherwise, you just, what do you feel? Feelings. Be careful with feelings, okay? We're much bigger than those little things. Today in the world, it's all about feelings. The whole world today is mamash trapped in the world of feelings. Whatever you feel.
I'm saying feeling the emuna, feeling the you can know.
Go ahead, emuna's going to be in your seichel.
Yeah.
Or in your hands. They said Reb Cheskel, they said by Reb Cheskel, Reb Cheskel of Reb Cheskel Levenstein, the Mashkiach in Ponovich, in the Mir. They say he had imun in his hands. And he lived, his imun was, you could mamash see it the way it just was. Lamaisa was practical, it was down here in this world. It wasn't up there. But yeah, what you talking about feelings is we call das. What you calling feelings, I'm calling das. So okay, whatever. Let's not get tired. We saw off the track as it is, let's not, then it's already time up. So let's stop there. Well, that's another discussion we can have one day, is what's called feelings, what's called das, what's called bina, what's called lave, what's called seichel. Okay, we have to define our terms properly. No, this is not feelings. This is something you have to have clear. You have to have it in your mind. You have to have seichel. It's got to be worked through. But that has to resonate with your inner knowledge that you have, which is also a facet of the seichel. There's the external seichel, there's the internal seichel. But feelings, you know, just like what you feel in your stomach, that you have to be careful of those things. They're very, the Yetzirah plays around there.
Okay. Something that seichel alone we're saying can't really understand. So it has to.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, sorry. What?
Saying we're saying that the seichel alone can't really understand. It can't balance these two things alone. I personally can't make sense of it. Maybe with, I guess, years of learning.
But we have to see, okay, so how do you make sense of that? You don't. You don't. You mitasek with it a little bit, like we said. You fan the flames of the coal and you get warmth and light from it, but you never pick it up. The minute you start putting this into your seichel, you've lost it. But what we said, there was an Nefesh HaChaim. The minute you start saying svaras, then you're not understanding this thing. Because you can't say svaras, because it can't function in the seichel, in Achiram. That's it, Lien Bechira, the Rambam. The Rambam tells you can't understand it. Now, the Rambam wasn't saying to you, today you can't understand it because you don't have a knowledge, but you'll think about it more and you'll eventually come understand it. Now, the Rambam husbands, halacha, you cannot understand your Lien Bechira. I'm not saying that
we don't understand. We don't understand.
But you can't understand it.
Okay.
So what's you supposed to do with it? You discuss this at length. What are you supposed to do with it? Not think about it? No, think about it. But you'll never understand it. Ichanami. You can fan the flames and you can warm yourself with it and you can be tasek, you can warm yourself, you can get the light of it, whatever, but you can never pick up the coal. The minute you start saying svaras, yeah, you're picking up the coal, you're gonna burn yourself. That's why I said today even, I'm just tuck nervous to even pick up this base up lady. But I wanted to do something practical. I wanted for myself. I did this for me. I didn't do this for you. I didn't know I was going to bring this to bed. It was only this morning. I thought, you know what? Let me share with you what I was doing last night. That's all. I was thinking. So I just shared with you what I was thinking. That's what I like doing. So, but no, I don't want to pick up the call. I want to go back to non-understanding because I can't understand. But what do? Like the Nefesh HaChaim said, you meet the sect with it. You play with it a little bit. You start getting a feel for it. There's that word feel again. It keeps getting in the way. Okay, I've said it. Enough.
Thank you.
Ms. Hashem, tomorrow we'll get back to some sanity.
Thank you, Rav. It's great.